Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Going to be interesting come tomorrow. Chef Plum will be sitting in for Raven because Raven is going to be going on vacation until next Friday. Where are you going? What you doing?
We've got to go to a wedding in California. It's my wife's sister's wedding. Congratulations, Andrea and Justin. They're getting married in wine country up in Paso Robles. It's going to be gorgeous. And then we're going to Vegas, catching a few nights in Vegas before we head back. I haven't been to Vegas in like 6-7 years too. But you know, we're in a dilemma, Anna, is that we're coming to the point here where my mom, she's not going to say it out loud, but she's doing all the grandbaby babysitting. She's doing all the grand dog babysitting, and she's doing the house sitting as well. And she's the only one we got. There's no backup whatsoever. Like, if my mom is like, oh, I've got something to do on Wednesday, guess what? Dogs are just going to starve. So I make my mother cancel all her plans the entire time that we're out of the state, and I monitor her on camera.
That sounds insane that you would do that.
I'm not even joking. I know when she's coming and going into the house, all that. She's our A-list. She's the absolute, right? You can trust your mom with anything. Mm-hmm. You could trust her with the house. She will remember all the crazy rules. You know, my wife still prints out the 5 pages of directions that are all the little things that the dogs need and how they need them. And then, you know, how the house is taken care of. But beyond that, we have no B choice.
Shouldn't you come up with a B choice?
Like, we don't even have like a kid in the neighborhood that we could hire or whatever. Like, I mean, I don't know if everybody else around us just doesn't want to be bothered with how complex our animals is.
I have to
or
say,
if they're dumb.
Finding people to pet sit your pets,
yes,
is very difficult because a lot of people, like, I'm not into it. Like, I like my dog because she's my dog, but right. I don't want to watch anybody else's dog. And my sister used to take our dog Lila here and there, but Lila is a roamer, and Lila, because she's a high anxiety dog, is a lot. And even with her dogs, it's like they all fired each other up too much, so I stopped bothering her. My mom refuses
so what do you
to
do?
Watch my dog. So I have my nanny, Lindsay, who has a great relationship with my dog. You know, she doesn't full-time watch my kids anymore because they're older now and at school.
Sure.
But she'll come back and she'll, like, live at my house.
And watch your dog.
Yeah, watch my dog. And, like, you know, she's actually great. I think Lila loves her. But if I don't have Lindsay, last time I went away, last summer, I had to hire a stranger and, like, bring them to their house where they boarded 6 or 7 dogs at a time.
Oh, see, I don't like that.
I know. A lot of people don't like that, but he was very nice. Did Lila like it? I'm certain she didn't. I'm certain that's not.
Yeah, you have no idea.
Right. But I could always tell because she was never right for a few days afterwards.
Yeah.
But she's safe. She's taken care of. She's well fed. Like, what are you supposed to do?
Yeah. See, we took Barkley to daycare one time. One time. And they had, you know, all those cameras and all that stuff. And they were so nice. Everybody there was so wonderful. And they were like, he's going to come running out to your arms at the end of the day and get in the car and be asleep. And you're like, what a dream. This will be awesome. And then we turned on that daycare camera and he was just in the corner of the playground, staring into the corner.
Aww.
All the other dogs were running around having fun and all that stuff, and he just looked like he was crying.
Oh, poor little guy.
We've never taken him back.
Oh, it was just his first day of kindergarten. He's got to get used to it, make some friends.
I don't think that we were built for it, man. We just need somebody else to move into our house from now on when we go on vacation.
Yeah, it's not an easy thing to get a pet sitter, that's for sure.
How do you think this name is pronounced? I'm going to spell it for you. First name. TIMOTHEE. But it got that thing over the first E. I call it an enye. It's not an enye like in Spanish.
Nobody
but it's
knows
got,
what the
it's
thing
like
is.
The, you know, it's like the slash thing above the E. Last name, Chalamet. He's a famous actor. How do you think you say that, Raven?
Timothy Shamalamanam.
Good.
That guy.
The guy from Dune.
The guy with the hair.
Willy Wonka.
In the face.
Kylie Jenner's boyfriend.
You know that guy.
So yesterday, I said this on the air. Yesterday, there was a Timothy Chalamet lookalike contest at a park in Manhattan. And then everybody freaked out. Everybody started calling me dumb. on text messages and then on the phone line. And then I got called into the boss's office as if I was some kind of idiot.
I mean, you are overly sensitive about the pronunciation thing. You say a lot of words. So when you say a lot of words, sometimes you're going to make some mistakes. It's not a big deal.
Here's the thing. Is like I get up every day at 3 o'clock in the morning and I come and I do the best show I possibly can every single day. 99% of the time, I don't hear a single thing from anybody in the world. The minute I mispronounce a name, I will get so many emails and text messages. It's like all of a sudden I exist because I'm a moron and I mispronounce the name.
Until that moment, though, nobody has any use for you.
No, none. None. Until I can point out.
I'd like to hear that speech again about how you wake up every day and you do the best job you can.
No.
Vote for Anna Zapp for mispronunciation because it's okay.
Oh, God.
Even if you sound like an idiot. You said it. Your words, not mine.
So I went around the office asking, how do you pronounce this name of this actor who was in Dune and was Willy Wonka?
Timothy Chalamet.
I mean, they're all
Timothy Chalamet.
They all said it that way.
They all said it exactly that way.
There was a couple variations.
Okay.
I know the name, so it's Timothy Chalamet.
Timothy Chalamet. And then there was this.
It was nice.
Timothy Chalamet.
Yeah, Chalamet.
Yep.
Right, he knows how to read.
Yep.
Sees what it says.
Charlemont.
Mm. Yep. So here's the one thing I do every single time there's a name that I'm not sure of. And you probably don't know this, but I go spend a lot of time on YouTube watching a million different interviews to see how do the late night hosts and the reputable hosts on TV pronounce it. Because obviously they've been taught by the actual people, right?
I mean, but they can make mistakes too. I mean, I don't feel like they go into the dressing room and they go, teach me how to say your name.
Oh, I don't feel like they do. I think that there's an assistant that does that 100%.
Well, an assistant, 100%. But still, then it's like the telephone game. One person's telling you, you're taking it from them. I don't know.
So here's what he said in an interview. There's a couple different clips.
Mm-hmm. It's pronounced Timothy.
It's whatever you'd like.
I thought it was Timotei because of the double E's at the end.
It's supposed to be, but you could say Doug, Alex, Rick.
I'm just going to call him Timmy. Timmy C.
Tiny Tim.
Yeah, then he goes on.
You have so many names. And because your dad's French, are you really Timotei?
It's supposed to be Timotei, but that always just seemed like too obnoxious a requirement to put on people, so.
How about we just let the French handle it?
Mm-hmm.
Je présente Timothée Chalamet. D'ailleurs, il suffit d'appuyer sur le bouton record pour qu'il se lâche.
Even though they're French and his name is French, the dude takes a pause before he says the last name like it's a speed bump he's going to run over. I don't think he's even sure. Listen to it.
Hold on. You want to hear that one again? I have another French one. Hold on.
French one.
Je présente Timothée Chalamet.
Chalamet. That's like kind of what I said before.
But he stops and he's like jumping over a cliff when he says it.
How about this way?
Timothée Chalamet, 18 ans. Je peux faire le foot, taekwondo.
I mean, he's talking about taekwondo.
Yeah, he did what I did. He just ran it right over.
Yeah. And then, of course, there's Timothée Chalamet.
My name is Timothée Chalamet. And
all right, I'm going to stick with that. Timothée Chalamet. You know what? Timmy C. From now on, when you hear me call about Timmy C., you know what's up. This has been all over the news the last couple days.
It was a broad Chinese hacking campaign against U.S. telecom companies targeting Mr. Trump and Senator Vance. Members of the Harris campaign were also targeted, but the FBI and the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency
Chinese
say they're investigating.
Chinese hackers are listening in on your phone calls. Mm-hmm. That's what was happening.
I mean, surprise, surprise. We've known this forever. People have been saying it, but yet everybody points to those people and goes, y'all is crazy.
Yep.
And then every time a report comes out 6 to 9 months later, they're like, oh, wait a minute. Yep, that happened.
Yeah. Raven, producer John, I started thinking about it. I'm like, one, who still talks on the phone anymore? And two, if somebody's listening to your phone calls, what are they actually learning about you? What are they getting? What information are you gathering?
We are encouraging people actively on this program to talk on the phone again, Anna.
It's true.
We're part of the problem. Yeah. All right, let's connect again. We're doing that. So.
It's true. We want people to call each other again and talk to each other.
It makes a difference.
Yeah. All right. So if somebody actually listened to the last phone call, the last, like you talked to a human being on the phone, what would the conversation be about? John?
Yeah. My last phone call was to my therapist.
Oh, yeah?
So they got literally all of it. Oh. The Chinese got all of it. They've got my, well, they've got my name, certainly, and they have every single problem that is going on in my life. They know all my fears. They know my insecurities. They know it's actually the worst humanly possible person for them to listen in on was my therapist. That was at about 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon.
Do you have a direct line? So my therapist has, like, an answering service. He won't give out his direct number because, obviously, you know, he deals with crazy people like me.
Correct.
So he won't do that. So, like, you call, you leave a message, and then he calls you back. And if you're in crisis or whatever, he will call you back.
Am I the only one that doesn't have a therapist?
You should get one.
You should get a therapist.
I'm thinking about getting a couple.
I think I'm okay.
A couple more, but this one's pretty good.
I'm not even going to tell her that. Yeah, I'm going to leave that alone.
Once you say that, you know that you have a problem.
Raven, what is who's the last person you talked to on the phone?
Oh, gosh. Last person I talked to was this guy that works for me, and he's had my lights rolling around in his car for like the last week or so. So we had to take him out to an event. He's got this light. It's like $2,000, $3,000 worth
of
stuff.
You should explain. He have a wedding DJ company.
Correct.
So, right.
And so we have an entertainment company. So there's lights and photo booths and stuff like that. He's been riding around with my lights for like, you know, 4 or 5 days and parking them out back of his house. And it's like $3,000. And this is a guy who lives in a neighborhood where he got his muffler stolen.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like where they cut off the catalytic converter.
Uh-huh.
So it's not good. But he brought him back yesterday. Thank gosh.
I got a message from my dog Lila's vet. And on the message, she said,
and the blood test that we did that checks for heartworm and tick-borne illness told us that she's heartworm negative. She's negative for Lyme and a tick-borne illness called Ehrlichia, but she did test positive for a tick-borne illness called anaplasma.
So then she had to spend a half hour on the phone with me.
What is that?
Yeah, explaining to me what anaplasma is, and more importantly, how much was it going to cost to figure out if she has any diseases from this and if we have to get antibiotics. And that conversation, if the Chinese were listening, was not interesting at all.
No.
And it was a lot of me asking questions over and over again that I did not understand the answer to.
So they're probably selling you the pharmaceuticals.
Oh,
so you there?
So
it's all connected, Anna. If you get into YouTube, there's definitely reports on this.
You know, you had the lights, you had the Anna Flip, whatever.
Whatever it was.
And I had literally every deep, dark secret of my life. Cool, you guys. It's really cool.
Normal or nope, Halloween edition. Here's how it works. You let us know something that your family does or you do on Halloween, and then everybody decides, is it normal or nope? Not at all.
Yeah.
What do you have, Raven?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, something that was really big, and I think it's probably generational, but people used to bob for apples.
Not normal.
It's disgusting, right?
When you think about it, I never understood the bobbing for apples because, one, you're just shoving your face in water, and it just seems like you're just trying to drown yourself.
Right.
And who gets their mouth big enough underwater to get one of those apples?
Here's the thing, too, and it's just full of spit after a bit, right?
Yeah,
like, I mean, it's
nasty.
Like, you know, it's like a big pool of backwash there. And, you know, the other thing is that not all apples are delicious.
No.
Right? So, you know, when you get an apple that's not even rewarding after all that effort, it's not great.
Normal or nope? Moms that wear sexy Halloween costumes and take their kids out trick-or-treating.
It's not cool.
Isn't it weird?
Yes, it's completely weird.
So, it
doesn't matter if your kids are 5 or if they're 15 or 25. It's weird.
I've noticed that sometimes when you see the moms walking down the street and they've got on like these stiletto heels and they're the world's sexiest minion. And I'm like, huh. Like, I think it's cute that your family costume and that you all have the same thing, but why are you the sexy version of that? It just seems strange to me, right?
Is there an age where you just say to yourself, and I mean, I'm not talking about looks, right? Because, listen, you can be 60 years old and look fantastic, right? You can have it all put together. I'm just saying is there an age where that just ages out?
No, because I think that if you're a hot, sexy mom and you want to wear your costume out on a Saturday night date or whatever, to a bar or whatever you want to go, go ahead, rock it.
Adult setting, though, right?
Yeah.
So like bar or like adult party.
I think it's weird when you're with your kids.
100%.
All right. 1-800-330-9999. Walter, normal or nope?
My wife likes to make homemade brownies for the trick-or-treaters.
Nope. That's not normal.
See, I got to know you. I got to know you. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're across the street, all right, if you're next door, then okay. Then I know. I'm good on that. But the thing is I also got to eat it that day. Like, there's a timeline on this. You know? Yeah. Like, there's no way the brownie comes out of the bag at the end of the night and you're like, I'm eating that first. Like, that doesn't happen.
It has to be, like you said, somebody you know that you eat it on the spot and it's a treat. Otherwise,
right there in front of them.
If my kid brought home a brownie wrapped in saran wrap, I would take that thing, smash it into like a ball and throw it in the garbage as fast as I possibly could. No offense to your wife. I'm sure she's lovely.
Right,
and makes
right over your shoulder.
Yeah.
I do the same thing, except I expect there to be a razor blade in the middle of it.
Oh, yeah, of course. Of course there would be.
That's regular.
Whitney, normal or nope, what do you do on Halloween?
I just remember growing up, my dad would run out of the garage to scare kids with a chainsaw, a real one.
Oh, yeah.
Is that normal, though?
I mean,
a real one, though, that's scary.
It's at every you know, haunted house, but when your dad is doing that in the neighborhood, they get fired up. It's not normal, but it's fun.
It's not, well...
It's fun.
If it wasn't real, like if
the- I mean, it doesn't have a blade on it. He doesn't have the, he takes the chain off of it. The ones at the farm, at the, you know, at any scared haunted place, it's the same thing. It's a real chainsaw. It just doesn't have a blade on it.
I mean, I get it that it's supposed to be scary, but like, don't scare my 5-year-old like that.
Oh, no.
You know?
No, you bring your 5-year-old out here. They're fair game.
Just give her a candy bar. That's all I ask.
Scary ingredients. Way too many syllables.
It's that time of year again. That spooky time of fear again.
It's time for Halloween Candy Autopsy with Anna and Raven.
Linda, today we're playing Candy Autopsy. This is a fun game to play, perfect in time for the season. The only part of this game that's really difficult is Anna's witch voice. Yeah, I hope you don't have a headache. Anyways, Anna is going to read for you the ingredients of a popular candy. All you have to do is correctly identify what that candy is. If you do that, you're going to win a gift card for Home Depot. You can go get yourself some cool decorations.
Thank you.
Linda, are you ready for today's spooky ingredients?
Yes, I am.
Okay, this candy has milk chocolate made of sugar, cocoa butter, chocolate, skim milk, milk fat.
Delicious.
Lactose, lecithin, PGPR. Peanuts.
Okay.
Sugar. Dextrose. There's salt. TBHQ.
Oh, yummy.
And citric acid.
Citric acid, huh? Okay.
Linda, what do you think this candy is?
Is it Snickers?
I'm sorry.
She missed the nougat. You got to listen for nougat. If you hear nougat, go Snickers. No nougat, no Snickers.
It's Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
It's like slapping the world's most popular candy in the face right there.
Oh.
I'm sorry, Linda.
Sometimes you make a bet that you know you're going to win. And 2 weeks ago today, why are you looking at me like that?
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I mean, you already lost. You already lost.
Sure. All right. 2 weeks ago today, this happened on the air.
And I'm going to get completely fit in the next 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks.
That's right.
On the treadmill.
As long as I'm consistent about it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
How many times a week are you going to get on the treadmill?
You know what?
I plan to lose weight for two weeks.
I plan on getting on the treadmill at least 3 times a week over the next 2 weeks.
I promise you, you'll do it maybe twice.
Not accurate. I did it at least 3 times.
Oh, really?
Yes, I did.
Okay, funny story. Because then we continued on and said during that same conversation 2 weeks ago, exactly at this same time, every time you're walking on the treadmill, you have to send me a selfie video over the next 2 weeks.
I mean,
just take your phone.
Okay.
Take a selfie video. Say, Anna, I'm doing it. Text it to me really quick.
Yeah.
And I bet you go less than 3 times in the next 2 weeks on that treadmill.
Oh, no. I'm going to do it. No. I'll tell you right now. I'll take that challenge right now.
All right. We'll report back 2 weeks from today. You have to send the videos in order to make it real. You have to send the videos in order to make it real.
You heard my resistance to the video situation. You heard it. So how many videos did I send you?
Okay, here's video number one that you sent.
Okay. Another day, another time on the treadmill. Recognize. Respect.
Okay.
Wait a minute. That's like day number 2 or 3 right there. I was already doing it.
That was the first video you sent me. Here's video number 2.
Sunday, early morn walk. This is day 3. No, I didn't take the second video, but my wife could be my witness. She can testify.
Okay,
see that? Wait a minute. That would be 3 days right there,
Raymond,
in the first week.
What was the rule? You had to send the video.
I submit now for the court's pleasure testimony from my wife.
I need you to testify to the fact that you saw me on the treadmill.
Did I see you on the treadmill?
You remember that Friday that you had a martini, you came in, I was on the treadmill that day.
When you were drunk.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
I did.
Okay.
Briefly.
Thank you very much. That is testimony part one. Go ahead. What else do you have? Do you have another video?
Full disclosure.
Yeah.
Raven sent me this third video 30 seconds before we went on the air.
Later than I wanted to be, and the garage is more full than ever now that all the winter stuff is packed up. But I'm here on the treadmill again.
Even if you count that one that you sent to me 5 seconds ago.
Okay, so you had...
Three times.
You had three videos. Three videos. Okay, and then testimony from my wife on another one. And wait, listen.
And you remember the day that you were like, when I came in from the garage and I had just got off the treadmill and you were like, where were you? I was like, on the treadmill? You were like, I didn't even know that.
That's correct. That happened.
That's two times that you're aware of that I was on the treadmill.
In 17 years, yes. It's two times I'm aware that you were actually on the
treadmill. Thank you very much. That's at least five times testimony right there.
Wait, Raven, how do I know those were not the same times of the videos you sent me?
I object, Your Honor. This is nonsense.
This is exactly what I...
Look at how fit I am. I think that obviously the proof is in the pudding.
Okay, you can be the judge on who you think won this bet. I can't believe this stat is accurate. So 18% of Americans say that they have seen a ghost or something creepy out of the natural.
Yeah, I mean, I think that when you keep your eyes open, like you see some weird stuff that you just can't explain, right? What are you gonna make it into? And it always seems like this time of year it comes out a little bit more, right? In the dark and those wee hours.
Yeah, so, I mean, immediately our text line started going crazy at 1-800-330-9999 with stories. And our lines are lit up right now. If you saw a ghost, what did you see? What was the creepiest thing you saw? What happened? Lisa?
Okay, so I lived in an apartment where every time I would come home, like from work, it didn't matter if it was like 2 in the morning, 5 in the morning, whatever, my shower would be wet. Like it was just run. Like someone had just taken a shower every time I went. It was a really old building and I just really felt like there was some sort of presence there. It was so creepy.
Wait, so what do you think? It's just a ghost taking a shower? What do you think?
Yeah, I think it was a ghost turning on the water. Maybe not taking a full shower, but I think the ghost would come in and turn on the water.
That's wild.
It's wacky. If not, you need some caulking around the edges of the shower area. Yeah. Moisture is going to be an issue there. I hope you've got that green board below the tile. You could have mold issues.
Yeah, I just moved out.
Oh, my gosh. That's a good thing. Is what has to happen for you to move out of your house? The shower always being wet and you think it's ghosts? Would that be enough?
Yeah, I mean, if you think there's a spirit in your house, yeah. That's probably enough for me.
But it's never done anything else besides the shower?
No, that was it.
I don't know if that's enough. To me, I just think, like, something's wrong. I don't think... If I hear the shower turn on and off and a plumber tells me there's nothing wrong, that's a different story.
I mean, I talked to the super and they were just like, no, there's nothing wrong with the plumbing. Everything is fine. I don't know why that's happening. And that's when I moved out.
The cleanest ghost you've ever met in your life.
Yeah, supers also don't want to work.
Lisa, 1 in 6 people have been haunted. Creepiest thing that ever happened to you?
Back in college, I was watching the movie The Exorcism of Emily Rose, and at the moment that she got possessed, I had a little prayer picture in my bathroom, and it had a little cross in the middle of it. It actually fell off the wall, and then the cross was upside down when I found it. Most terrifying thing to ever happen to me in my life.
Yep, that'll do it. When things like that happen, how do you even explain it? You can't!
Earthquake, wind...
Demons and exorcists.
Well, I mean, I guess that's one of the possible answers, yes.
Yes.
However unlikely.
Eric, how about you? Creepiest thing that's ever happened to you?
Oh, I know this one. I used to date this girl who's super into horror movies, and she made me come over to watch Saw with her one night. It was like, I think we did like maybe 2 or 3 of the movies. We were doing like a Saw marathon, and when we went to turn in, I saw that she had a little plushie of the Jigsaw doll. And I was like, I think you need to throw that thing out the window if you want me to sleep over.
So nothing actually happened. You're just afraid of the doll.
Yeah.
It's a terrifying doll.
What scares you more, Anna? Like paranormal, ghosts, or, you know, psychopaths?
I think I trust the ghosts more than I trust the psychopaths.
Right,
yeah.
Right. I would think that that would work better. We're having fun now.
I'm so scared. I get so scared when I hear all these stories. 18% of Americans say they have a story with ghosts. And if you trust the amount of calls that are coming in right now and text messages, it's a lot more than that. Ginger, what happened?
My house is haunted. Mm-hmm. And my daughter was brushing her teeth. And I was in my bedroom. There's a hallway. And some guy was standing there watching my daughter.
Oh, my gosh.
And,
but did he look like a ghost or did he look like a real person? Could you
you know what? He was dressed from the 80s. He had the high boots on and he had a hat on. And I'm staring at her and I'm thinking, I hope she's not bringing any guys in this house. She was about 18, 19 at the time. So I was in my bedroom. I stood up and looked at him and he disappeared.
No, thank you. Darlene, what did you see?
Well, it wasn't me. It was my tenant. Would see my mother. So when I rented out the house I bought out of the estate that I lived in for a few years, I would close to the tenants that my mother died in the house. And she was younger. And so a couple moved from California, and they had one child. And they were telling me how, you know, they had to have in vitro. She couldn't get pregnant. She was moving in like 3 weeks after he set up the house. And he would tell me, I feel your mother in the house. I said she was young, she was lovable, and the wife moved in, and they would see my mother, and she had an appointment for in vitro in like 3 months. She ended up getting pregnant the first weekend she actually moved in the house. And they say it was because of my mother, who was an amazing mother and grandmother.
I believe they would see her
throughout the house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
So one of my cousin, her aunt, we were all very, very close to her. And, she didn't want to die. She died young. It was terrible. I don't even want to get into it. But 2 days before she passed away, she said to my cousin, don't worry. If God takes me, you're going to have this baby. You're going to have a baby. And she found out at the funeral. She told me, she's like, I'm pregnant. I believe in that stuff so much. Like, they can do things like that.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Hi, Sabrina. Creepiest thing that happened to you, Sabrina. You ever seen a ghost?
I have pictures of them. You don't really see them. They show up in pictures.
Okay. So do they look like people, like shadowy figures, or is it like orbs? What?
Oh, well, there's different kinds. There's orbs. There's shadow people. There's ones that look like the Scream guy.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So wait a minute. You have all of those?
Yeah. Look-alike ones. Yeah.
Where do you find them?
Yeah, you seem like an expert. So, like, you like a hunter? You're going out looking for these things? Or are they just all living in your house?
No, we just had lived in a house. Some weird stuff started happening. We had to have a deacon come in and somebody that worked with the Warrens when they were alive. Mm-hmm. Like, it was insane.
So, do they bother you? Or are they, like, roommates now and they're just cool?
Yeah, do you still live there?
Oh, we left. We left.
Yeah.
But I can tell you that there are ones that bother you and there are ones that don't bother you.
The ones that bother you, what do they do?
Drop stuff.
They just drop things.
Hide things on you.
Yeah, that's annoying.
Could have been a lot worse. I mean, I saw The Conjuring. Could have been a lot worse.
Yeah. Slick likes on and off.
Yeah.
Right, but the hiding thing is annoying because you don't know if you're losing your mind or is it just the demon upstairs messing with you again.
And then if you're losing your mind, you account it all
to
the demon.
Yeah, we were putting holy water on our lips and stuff when the deacon was coming in. And he's not even alive anymore either. Not only is the Warren's not alive,
job.
The deacon's not alive. Yeah. And we still have the pictures and audio from what we went through in Monroe.
That is crazy.
That sounds wild.
Well, thank you for the call, Sabrina. I'm glad you lived to tell the tale.
Right.
That's
have
for
a great
sure.
Day.
18% of Americans say they've had an experience with the ghost. And if this is any indication, looking at our text line and our phone lines right now, it's a lot more than that. Mm. Doran, what happened to you?
So I grew up in a very old farmhouse, and my parents gave piano lessons. And one day after the family went outside, I heard the sound of the footsteps going up the stairs. We stopped about halfway, and it sounded like a kid started crying. So I thought, oh, gosh, one of the kids must have been left in the bathroom. They went outside, and they were scared. So I went out, and there was no one there. And the crying had stopped. And then years later, so I have kids, and my daughter starts sleeping in my old bedroom. And one morning, she wakes me up, and she says, Mommy, I couldn't sleep. A little girl kept asking to play all night.
And I was like, absolutely not. Absolutely no one can interrupt my children's sleep. You cannot bother them.
Oh, it sounds like it's time to move. Andre, all right, do you ever see a ghost?
I've seen more than just a ghost.
See?
I was driving for Uber and Lyft, and I got taken to this house 3 different times. But the very first time I went there, what I saw was a demonic standing on top of a house as we were conversating about that house. Had pain in my leg and visited a family member, took some pictures, and looked like I had a third pupil in one of my eyes.
So it's interesting that you say you saw something standing on top of the house, because I have seen something similar. I saw a face inside a fire on top of a house, from the roof of a house. And it was 666 that happened. So you were talking about this with the person you picked up at the house, or what?
Yes. I asked him what was up with the house because I got drawn right to it.
Yeah.
And he told me that, you know, there were girls that were in the house where they felt like the owner were doing stuff to them. And as he was talking to me about this person, I'm looking at the house, and I can see this figure, black as night, just sitting there on top of this house.
You ever see Salem's Lot?
No.
Vampires sit right on the house. That's the thing that
they do. That's the thing that vampires do? They sit on a house?
They sit on the house.
It's insane.
They sit on the house. So you went back twice, though. This person always needed a ride.
For whatever reason, it just kept bringing me back to that area. And once I got a fourth hit for the same person, I said, never again. I'm done.
Right.
I'm
that's the ghost calling you back. They were going to steal your soul.
Right.
100%.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks,
glad you
Andre.
Made it today.
Smart.
Thanks, Nicole. Have a great day.
Anytime.
Lori, what's your ghost story? What happened?
Me and my mother and my older daughter was sitting out at the kitchen table, and my older daughter had a child, and it was two, and it came walking from the living room into the kitchen, and we had cellar steps that went down in the middle of it, and something picked up my granddaughter and threw her down the steps.
Oh my God!
I mean, you were witnessing this. You saw this.
Yes, there was three of us that witnessed it, and we witnessed nothing picking her up throwing her down the steps.
So did you run down the stairs to get her? What happened?
Is she okay?
She's okay. My daughter ran down, and my other daughter came out of her bedroom downstairs and grabbed her.
Well, it's better than the demon,
because
clearly somebody wanted to eat your granddaughter or great-granddaughter, whatever she was.
Did you ever have an issue after that, or was that the end of it?
I had issues after that. My bed would shake.
Yeah, no, you have to move. You have to go.
If it ain't a motel and you ain't putting quarters in it, it's time to get out immediately.
Right.
A 3-0 series lead over the Yankees.
Not looking good for the Yankees. Tonight's the last game. Well, no, we don't know that. They could come back, and then it'll be whatever. So we'll see. Tonight is the next game of the World Series. Let me rephrase that.
They're talking about doing their Cole on 3 days rest. They're just, you know, at this point, listen, you got to empty the bucket, whatever it is that you have left, to get something done. It's been shocking to me, really.
They're talking about, why is there a curse on the Yankees and why is this happening? The minute I saw the beginning yesterday of the game, I knew what the problem was.
What was
because
that?
Because when they were in L.A., when the Yankees were in L.A., Ice Cube came out and he rapped.
We ain't no haters like you. Bow down to a team that's greater than you. When you come to our town, y'all.
Bow down. I like this jacket.
Oh, yeah, no.
Real nice jacket.
Then it got super cool because of this.
It was a good day.
It was a good day.
Mm-hmm.
And then.
For L.A.
Last night.
Yeah.
Who do they bring out? The Yankees, New York, the Bronx have some of the most famous rappers in the entire world. They bring out Fat Joe.
Oh.
And it started off okay. Yeah.
What's up, New York?
I mean, lean back is cool.
Let's go, Yankees.
But then, Raven, yeah, but like it's cool. But
it's
then all of a sudden, you could tell he was a little nervous.
Yeah.
He gets out on the field and he's kind of stumbling around. And then it's basically like he's just mouthing over a mixtape. Listen to this.
I am the ghost of Babe Ruth.
Did he just say he's the ghost of Babe Ruth? Yes. Yes, he did.
The Bronx Bomber himself.
I got 100 hits.
Yes, from New York.
And you know I'm all about beats.
chips. I'm from New York.
Doesn't sound great.
It wasn't. And they kept just like panning to middle-aged women in the crowd dancing. And it was very awkward. It was like, I was like, they just felt like the most normal-looking moms, and they just went to them.
You know, I mean, I'll just say this. Listen, I'm not a psychologist, but I'll say, like, living in the shadow of the ghost of New York baseball is not, you don't amp the pressure up when they've already been tight for days, right? You let them be loose, let them be free, and celebrate the Yankees the way they are now. I don't know. Jay-Z didn't come out because Jay-Z was like, I ain't going with no loser. That's what happened.
That's not what happened. I mean, Jay-Z's just too busy.
I mean,
listen.
He was too busy.
Jay-Z was busy. I don't know. They could have found somebody else.
Right.
Good try, Fat Joe. I think you cursed them. That's okay.
Right.
Also in the news, the number one thing I want to talk about is that Giselle announced that she's pregnant with the Jiu-Jitsu's baby. It's going to be her third baby. She's got two with her ex, Tom Brady. And everybody ran to Tom Brady's Instagram to see what was going to happen.
Yeah.
And he posted like a beautiful sunset photo, and he wrote this. Mirror in the sky, what is love? And then he used the Chicks version of Landslide as the background song. Well, I've been
afraid of changing. Tom Brady, what's going on here?
I don't know. Who thinks Tom Brady's having a heart attack? He's losing his mind.
I mean,
we knew she was having an affair with that guy, and she kept saying, no, they're just friends. They were going to Costa Rica riding horses with the kids. Like, it was obvious as day. And we were supposed to pretend like that wasn't happening because Tom Brady said no. Now she's having his baby, and we have to pretend like everything is cool?
Six jiu-jitsu lessons a day and still a yellow belt after a year and a half. Tom, you should have figured it out.
It's wild.
I mean...
One couple.
He just doesn't seem to understand why should I go to this wedding now.
Just say no.
One problem.
I want to see her get married. I want to be there for her.
Make an excuse. She can't go and, you know, call it a day.
You decide the outcome.
It's so awkward.
It's Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you just have to decide who's right. The Couples Court is powered by T-Mobile. Head to T-Mobile.com and get a great deal on iPhone 16 Pro. Gary and Addison, this is a dilemma if I've ever heard one. What's going on?
Well, okay, so we have a bit of a situation. My mother is going into a retirement community, and this retirement community has a strict like pet policy and is not allowing her to take her birds. She's really attached to her birds, right? She has an African gray parrot, two canaries, and three parakeets. And she's especially attached to the African gray, really all of them. But she's asked me to take her pets, and my husband absolutely cannot stand the birds. He's so against it. I don't really know what to do. Like, he's not even, like, putting me in the middle. He's absolutely not. The thing is that he would never even have to take care of them. Like, I know these birds. I have no problem taking care of them, but he is not bending at all.
Why,
and so
Gary?
I'm just in this...
I just think they're loud, and they're kind of, they're, like, dirty. They're not really... It's kind of like a pet that's kind of, like, all over the place, you know?
Hmm.
I mean, so, like, every time I would go over there and visit my mother-in-law, the birds would just, you couldn't even have a conversation with each other because the birds were so loud.
I mean, that would be something, right? I mean, you either love it, the noise that they're making around you, the life that it brings to the space, or you absolutely feel like it's an intrusion. Gosh.
Okay, but the thing is, like, we can put them in the den. And the African gray, Sadiq, like, he's been in the family for a long time. He's so funny. He says stuff like, I can talk, can you fly? Like, I have a connection to these birds, too. You know, especially Sadiq, the African gray. She's had for a long time. Like, I know it's not like a dog or a cat, and he'd probably be more open to that. But this is my kind of family.
Hmm.
I mean, this is the thing with parrots. We've heard this before. They live forever. So, you know, that's why anybody who knows anything about animals really wants you to think about these type of things before adding any of these birds to your family.
Oh my gosh, you live 60 to 80 years?
Yeah, it's a lifetime.
Goodness.
I mean, for real, it really is. You have to, you know, make sure that there's a plan for them and everything. You know, I get it. Again, being saddled with something that you didn't think you were going to. But I don't know if you have any choice, Gary. This is her mother's birds. She cares about them. Maybe you have to embrace this. I don't know. I think you're both in a tough spot.
You're not willing to find somebody, Addison, that would adopt them, that would be more open to it?
I would just break my mother's heart. Like, it's already hard enough, the situation that we're in, but then to tell her, oh yeah, and you're gonna lose your children too, they're gonna go to some stranger. Like, my mother knows that I will take care of them, that she can trust them with me. You know, if they go to some stranger, that's gonna, like, she's not gonna be able to handle that. You know, it'd be like your kids getting sent off to some stranger. No.
All right. Well, the question is pretty easy. Is, do you have to take in inherited pets that you don't want? What do you do if you're about to inherit something that's alive and you want it and your husband does not? It's exactly what's going on with Gray and Addison. Gary and Addison, excuse me. Addison's mom has always been an avid bird lover and has had birds their entire lives. And now she's moving into a retirement home where, unfortunately, she cannot take her African gray. And then there was a couple parakeets and a couple canaries as well.
Yeah, it's a whole bunch of birds. And you know what? Basically, Gary says, listen, these birds don't like me. They make a lot of noise. When I go over my mother-in-law's house, it drills into my head. They're always, you know, talking and whatnot. But, you know, Addison says, listen, they're kind of like family. Those grays, that parrot will live for 60 to 80 years.
Which is wild. I just Googled it, and I'm like, whoa, that is a commitment.
That's exactly why they advise people not to keep parrots as pets. But Sadiq has been with the family for years. That's his name.
So
he talks, and she loves him.
Yes. So what do you do? What do you do? And it'll break her mom's heart if she can't go 100%. Visit her birds. Karen, whose side are you on?
I am with the husband. I think because if the mother was in the home and she had a place to put the birds, it would not cause any problem at home. I think resentment is going to build up in that marriage. It's too long of a time to have the birds. The birds make too much noise. It's bothering the husband. I think the wife needs to make some accommodations for the birds.
The thing about resentment, though, it's a two-way street, right?
He does not want the birds. He does not want them. What do you do when you're about to inherit something that's alive and you don't want it? Because Gary and Addison, well, Addison's mom is going into a retirement community, and her whole life, her mother has been an avid bird lover, with always their whole lives having birds. And even now, she has an African gray parrot and then a couple canaries and a couple parakeets. She has asked Addison to please take them because her new facility does not allow animals.
Imagine having a pet for 2 decades and then being told, number one, hard enough to realize that you're going to have to be moving into one of these communities if you're not ready to do so. And then not knowing where they're going to be going. I mean, it would be heartbreaking. Breaking for Addison's mother. She says, I love these birds too. We need to take them. Gary's like, it's not like it's a dog or a cat. Like, this is not a pet that we want.
Sad. He called them smelly and loud. I don't know. What do you think? Would you take the animals anyway if it's your mom? Joanne, whose side are you on?
I'm on her side. You're so mean. He'll get used to it. I mean, that's an animal. The mother, I mean, the whole situation is very sad, and the poor birds have to suffer. To put them out like that is very sad.
I don't think anyone's actually putting them outside and just letting them go, but it's just a matter of where they're going to live.
Jessica, what do you think? Whose side are you on?
I'm on her side. It sounds like she does want them. So I think he should get over it and let her help her family.
Yeah, I think that, you know, you're in a tough spot, no doubt about it. But one of the hardest things that you have to realize is that when you get older and you have to go into one of these communities, I mean, wondering what happened to your loved pets is heartbreaking.
Yes.
It'd be really damaging.
Hey, Jen, what do you think?
I'm absolutely with the wife. I think that they're family, and I think that they should definitely be with her.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Addison, our audience agreed with you. I'm sorry, Gary. You got to take the birds.
we have to take the birds?
Yeah, and I also just Googled. I also Googled that some have the intelligence level of a toddler.
Oh, yeah.
So they might rebel against you and attack you in the night if they know that you don't like them. So I would be very kind to the birds.
I'd be careful about replaying this conversation.
Yeah.
They already hate me, so they'll probably double hate me.
Because they sense it on
you.
They're
going to learn to love you. They can just sense your energy when you're around. If you were nicer and acted like you liked them, it could probably change it around. This is going to be okay. You just have to change your perspective a little bit.
Just try.
We'll see.
You know what? I do respect the fact that this is an extremely difficult time for your mother. I have no doubts, Addison. And for you too, right? The transition from independent life to going into a community, even with all the fun stuff that they could pack into some of these things, it can be very hard for some people. It's a big adjustment, right? Especially if they don't have a partner or a spouse. So losing your animals, being able to talk to somebody that's telling you about the little things they're doing, or, you know, even seeing a video clip or whatever, that's really going to bring a lot of levity to the situation. So I wish you luck.
Thank you.
Do you know that they're also monogamous, which means they only have one mate with one companion at a time?
Well, there you go, Gary. You just got yourself another boyfriend.
If you have a problem, too, send an email. couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven Cash Jackpot is $1,200 thanks to BetterHelp. This program is sponsored by BetterHelp. BetterHelp makes it easy to match with a licensed therapist. Get 10% off your first month of online therapy at BetterHelp.com/AnnaandRaven. Brandon, you ready to play today?
Yes, I am.
Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
You got it. Good luck, man.
Okay, here we go.
Thanks.
Raven is walking out of here. That big old door is going to close. He's not going to be able to hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring them back in, ask them the same question. Whoever gets the most right wins, and ties go to Raven. You ready to play?
Yes.
Number one, the most popular song played at weddings is I Want to Dance with Somebody by what iconic artist?
Whitney Houston.
Number two, Jennifer Garner posted a hilarious video where she offers her son to the scary people in a haunted house to protect herself. She reprised her role as Elektra for a cameo in what superhero film released this year?
Deadpool and Wolverine.
Number three, once again, certain Dr. Seuss books are being banned from school libraries, including Wacky Wednesday and No David. What was Dr. Seuss's first name? That's time. Number four, the Dodgers took a 3-game lead over the Yankees last night in the World Series. Before the Dodgers moved to L.A. in 1958, they were from where?
They're from where?
That's time. And number five, Giselle is expecting a child with her infamous jiu-jitsu instructor, Joaquin Valente. She has how many biological children with Tom Brady?
One.
That's okay, great. Let me bring Raven back in.
Yeah.
I hope so.
2 out of 5 for Brandon.
Oh, okay. Let's see how I do here. Maybe they're tough.
Number one, the most popular song played at weddings is I Want to Dance with Somebody by what iconic artist?
It's Whitney Houston.
Yes. Number two, Jennifer Garner posted a hilarious video where she offers her son to the scary people in a haunted house to protect herself.
That's not nice.
Take them! Take them all! Take all the children!
Sorry.
She reprised her role as Elektra for a cameo in what superhero film released this year?
Deadpool and Wolverine.
Yes, you guys are tied at 2. Number three, once again, certain Dr. Seuss books are being banned from school libraries, including Wacky Wednesday and No David.
You remember that time?
I remember the one time I just grabbed a Dr. Seuss book, brought it to a school that me and Raven were reading at. I didn't even like look through it. It was, oh my gosh.
We read it and we discovered halfway through it as we're reading to what were those, 3rd graders?
Yeah.
It was about genocide.
Yeah, it was awful.
Yeah, it was
great. Dr. Seuss, what is his first name?
Theodore.
Yes. Number four, Dodgers took a 3-game lead over the Yankees last night in the World Series. Before the Dodgers moved to L.A. in 1958, they were from where?
Brooklyn.
Yep. And number five, Giselle is expecting a child with her infamous jiu-jitsu instructor.
It's unbelievable.
She has how many biological children with Tom Brady?
She got 3 kids with Brady, right?
Biological. No, she has 2.
Ooh.
The third one is from his first relation, Bridget Moynihan.
Yeah. All right.
I'm sorry, Brandon. He beat you 4-2 today. That's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
Okay, thank you. I'm Brandon X. I can't be waving.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, bro. $1,300 next Friday, Anna.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday.
How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.